about that time. Hope you tuned in as we go live. Got bad gal, Tanya, Georgie, and Skyline. Black, hold it down for the guys. Soaking some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these lessons or facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, dead caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, and follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Brown Holy Water. It's been about 2 weeks since we've been in here, man. Y'all missed us, man?
Did
y'all miss us?
They did.
It's your boy Handsome Live. You know, the whole team is together right now. Everybody, introduce yourself. Let's get it.
Y'all already know what it is. Black Success, 2940 with 2-9s on me. Chill.
It's your favorite tomboy, Miss Georgie, a.k.a. Danny. it's Makisha. It's Bad Girl Tanya. I'm here.
First and foremost, let me just thank everybody that came out to the Brown Holy Water Day Party Brunch.
Yes.
Let me clap everybody up for everybody.
Yes. Much fun.
Y'all know everybody that was there, that shit was super lit. It was fun. Everybody came out had a good time. It was a little mishap with the food, but it still worked out in everybody's favor. We all did good. And like I said, it was beautiful people, dope music, good vibes, and a lot of Brown Holy Water. And that's what it was all about. And we ended the summer real good. Because as you can see, it's about 60 degrees and it's over. The nice. Summer is definitely over. And for all the people that was friends, oh, that's crazy lie. You didn't send me no invite to the party. We've been promoting this party on Brown Holy Water for like a good month and a half. So you don't listen to my show. So that's why you ain't got no invite, nigga. And that is what it is. Like, straight like that. But I don't know, real quick. Y'all want to touch on the party or something real quick, man? Y'all had a good time? Who's the VIP of the party real quick?
Yo, I want to shout out Ronnie, man.
Shout out Ronnie, man. Straight from the group
home. Shout out Ronnie, my nigga. As soon as I walked in, Black was like, yo, Ronnie over there, you want to see you in the orange shirt. So I went to him at the bar, he bought me a drink. Ronnie's like, oh my God, you real. You
Ronnie
real,
bought
you
drinks?
He bought me a drink. He and that, yo, the drink prices and they was heavy. Shout out Ronnie, man. His energy was up. I appreciate the love he showed the whole team love. And he was lit that entire party.
Super lit. He had a whole champion sweatsuit on too. Like he was about to roll the party after. I was scared to count the money. Well, Black, no VIPs, anybody you seen in person was like, oh, she got it, or you know what I mean?
I mean, just shout out to everybody that came out, you know what I mean? My man Tiny, my man Stu, Ronnie definitely made me laugh, you know what I mean? It was a good look, you know? It was a good look. I just feel like everyone came out, had fun. The people that seemed we had a little mishaps cooperated with us, you know what I mean? The food was good, shout out to Luda, and you know what I mean? We doing our thing.
That's what's up, man. And again, yo, we really appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for supporting us. And if part three is coming up, we trying to figure it out. We got another bashment happening. Just stay tuned,
all
right?
I am having fun. I was turned up.
We know you sweated out all your waves.
I sweated out all my waves.
She had the little mini afro going after her waves.
But it was for a good
cause. Her girls was wildin'.
Yeah, we had fun. We had fun. Shout out to Kiara. Shout out to Eliza.
Shout out to
Adele. Everybody. Like, we had fun.
Who was like the she was like a slim fat.
He said slim fat.
She was like a slim fat. She had on like a dress with tights under.
Oh wow.
She was chunky, but she was in shape chunky. Like she was one of your friends. She had on a gray type of
Loudy.
Dress.
She
was
Spanish.
Wow.
Loudy.
She was wow. Your man.
Wait, you talking about Bianca?
One of them. I don't know, but
you
Jerry jumped
on her. Yeah, you talking about Bianca?
She started shaking it. That ass started looking crazy. She started shaking it. I'm like, oh Lord, Jerry jumped on her.
Earl
he started
too.
Squeezing the butt cheeks and shit. Why did
I have the footage?
That shit is crazy. It was a good look.
Jerry, man. I have the footage.
But what happens at the party? Stay at the party. I ain't got to see it no more.
You missed out. We ain't gonna give you no more sneak peeks and previews. You know what I'm saying? Let's jump into these topics. All right. First topic at hand, y'all. We're going to talk, this is Relationship 304. We're going to talk about joint accounts, all right? Relationships, you know what I'm saying? Your money, his money, y'all money. what to do with it. Let's talk about the joint accounts. Do you think every relationship needs a joint account? Yes or no? Me personally, I don't know if you really need a joint account. I'm not 100% for the joint account because it's always, I don't say one probably giving more, and I just rather be in control of my own money and not to think that my money could be spent at any time. And you know what I'm saying? And I put this amount of much in it, and then it's just being taken out. Now, if you got two people that's good at saving or good at, you know, building or whatever they trying to, if there's a goal at hand, then cool. But if there's no goal at hand, I think it's just free money in a pot that people just could grab. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it. I'm not totally against it because I would do it because you could still have your personal account. Mm. You could have, she could have her account. You could have your account. And you could have a joint account. But I think it should be a goal at hand. Like, we need to do this to make that so we can buy something. But if it's just money in there, why wouldn't I take that money instead of touching my money? You know what I'm saying? Mm. That's all I'm saying. But let's go, man. I'm going to start off with Bad Girl. She got the nice little wig on, little blonde shit going.
Is that new
looking
wig?
Like Rogue from X-Men. I'm sorry. But how you feel about joint accounts, man? Yes, no, why?
Yes, but it depends on the level of your relationship and where you are going together. If you got your little whole hand boyfriend, girlfriend, y'all just chilling, hanging out, nothing too serious, you don't need a joint account for that. However, if you're coming into fiance stage, going into marriage, and we're going to really start to have assets together in our names together, it makes sense to have a joint account to help monitor the things we have responsibly together. Let's say we have a mortgage together. Let's say we eventually want to buy a house. Or there's certain things that we're both going to be jointly responsible for that for the sake of financial management, we should try to push through our joint account. For accountability, for paper trail. I'm only saying this because I work in banking for 9.5 years. Mm. And one of the poorest things people do is have one account. Thinking that's why, well, I don't need one card, I don't want to remember more than one pins, I don't want to go blah blah blah. Me personally have 8 accounts. Don't ask why. I manage all 8 of them, and I have them for different reasons, different banks, different reasons. My money is where I want it to be because of how I financially manage my money. I advise people to have more than one account, and for certain things you map it through your operational account, certain things you map through your savings account. And if you're in a relationship with somebody, you got a mortgage together, you got certain things together, take those operational things and fund it through your joint account.
So the joint account should be for like the household things.
The joint account, household, main bills, but it shows a certain amount of accountability. And it's like this. Worst case now, let's say we have 2 separate accounts, but we have a mortgage together. Mm-hmm. Let's say the mortgage was supposed to go into pass through your account. I'm not on your account. I don't know the balance in your account. The mortgage is a big deal. Let's say, God forbid, something happened to your account. You forgot. You took too much money out. You have it in your savings account. And the mortgage payment now is returned. I don't know anything until I get a notice that says you missed the payment on your mortgage. Now, I don't want to come and say, I don't want to come to you and say, well, there wasn't money in your account. I don't have the rights to know what's going on in your account. But if I have a joint account and that mortgage is coming out of our joint account, I can sign in. You can sign it anytime. And I can see, okay, well, we're short.
But just too much
stuff. We short like $200. I could put the $200 in because I know. That's what I'm saying. You have the account for responsibilities that are both of you together.
But real quick, just because you got a joint account, you don't have the right to know what's in the personal, your partner's personal account? You don't think so?
Why? I'm not.
Saying y'all building y'all in relationships.
We are, but money is such a touchy issue when it comes to people. And I've seen marriages get broken up because people have been hiding money. Without trying to go all the way into that, I'm just saying, for the sake of financial management responsibility, if you are in a solid relationship, you got certain bills you got to take care of together, a joint account serves the purpose of having that. Also, if I'm your wife, I don't want to be, and I want a little bit of money to do something really quick, you know, I don't want to be having to run and come to you. And this is just worst case scenario. I'm not saying I'm a broke wife, but worst case scenario, I want to, shut up. I want to come to you. Like, there should be a pool, like, here, I'm just putting some money in here so she can have money whenever she wants without bothering me or whatever. And gotcha. Then at the end of the day, it's an account. You can see everything that's happening. There's no surprises. You can see when I take out $100. You could always ask me, hey, I saw you pull $100 out. What was that for? Yeah, there's accountability, so I'm for them, but it depends on the relationship.
Then,
I don't think it's necessary. I think if you do have a joint account, I do agree that it should be for mutual things. I think that is not 100% necessary, and I don't think that you should have to tell somebody just because you're with each other, you should have to tell them what's in your account. Your personal account is your personal account. Your money is your money. You earned it.
If y'all in a relationship,
but
like,
you earned it. Your money is your money.
I'm sorry. I don't want to keep cutting you off. But like, all right, let's say boom, y'all married. I'm sorry. Y'all won.
But married in relationship. You didn't say married.
That's true. I'm saying relationship.
In a marriage, I don't think. No, in a marriage, I do think that it's necessary because, like you said, yeah, you share a life.
You're trying to build or whatever.
Yeah, like
you share a life. So what would be the secret, I guess, of having, explaining or telling what's in your account? Even though you have a joint account.
It's not a secret, but I don't have to know.
I know. I'm just talking about, if he asked you, would you be reluctant to tell him? Like, if he's like, yo, how much you got in your personal account? Because I want to do this, this, and that, but I don't want to take something out of it. Like,
I don't know, doesn't matter. If you ask me how much do you have in your personal account, the first thing I'm gonna say is why. Oh, because I wanted to do this. Well, how much do you need? I don't have to tell you how much is in my account for me to help you.
Okay.
So like either way, it's like, okay, like what do you need? Oh, I need this amount of money. Okay, I'll help you, but you don't necessarily have to know what's in my account. I'm not asking what's in your account. You earn your own money. I didn't earn it for you.
That could come off as secretive, but
it is secretive.
I know, but you said it's touchy about money. I know, because I feel it kind of the same way. Like, if somebody, what's in your account?
My thing is, if we have a mutual account, then whatever's in a mutual account, you can ask me about. You can ask me about how I'm managing this money or whatever. You have the right to, because both of our monies are going into that account. My personal account is my personal account. Whatever I do with my personal account is whatever I do with my personal account. Not saying that you can't know, but I don't think it's necessary for you to know. I don't have to go, oh, well, babe, like, I have this amount of money in my account. Like, no. If you ask me, I'm going to ask why. And for what?
Hold on, Black. How you feel about this, man?
Oh yeah.
He was waiting.
You see how quiet I was? Patiently waiting for you to come over here.
Get him,
ladies
Black.
And gentlemen, it is Black Success.
Oh, get him, Black.
I am back for y'all. All right. So listen, I'm gonna break it down. A joint account. I think people lose sight of what a joint account is. A joint account is a mutual goal. That means two people are trying to reach a certain goal. See, a lot of people get it confused because some women, as girlfriends, want access to your joint account, and you're the one putting in all the money. It's all your money. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a joint account. This became your personal account. This is a fucking personal, because you're using it for red bottoms, for wigs, for whatever. No, a joint account is us two putting in the same amount of money, either bi-weekly or monthly, because we want to reach a certain goal, or because we want to handle a certain thing with this specific account. Mm-hmm. And I think people get that confused.
Yep.
Now, when it comes to personal accounts, yes, I should know what's in your personal account. And yes, you should know what's in my personal account. Listen, we have an unprotected sex.
I was about to...
We are letting people into our life. You could change my life for one night worth of unprotected sex, but I can't know what's in your account? That's fucking foolish. No. You are going to tell me. I am going to be able to see what's in your... Because you're not going to be a cashier with $30,000 in your account. Uh-uh, bitch. You doing scams or something is going to fuck on. I need to see what's going on.
And that's true. Especially if you get married. It's like you inherit each other's debt.
I'm not done yet. So yeah, like what I'm saying, like, especially when you're trying to build or you're trying to do stuff, because I feel like with these modern day... women, I don't just want to put it on women, but what most of these modern day women, all they speak of is how a man's supposed to take care of the bills, a man's supposed to provide, a man's supposed to do X, Y, and Z, and give you a joint account. He paying for you.
You know, you speak very as a matter of factly when it comes to that. When every woman isn't like that.
No, every woman isn't like that, and that's why those that are not like that would understand the mutual goal thing.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't be putting in $1,000 if you're putting in $100. That don't make sense.
Absolutely
and
true.
Then out of nowhere you pull out $700 because mm-hmm. you seen a bag that you just couldn't walk by.
There's a taboo
as it comes to personal accounts. Me personally, I can let you know what's in my personal account, but you see things like salary and how much money you make and how much money you're saving and how you do your finances. And if you have somebody who is bad at money management or maybe is learning money management, and you start, they start seeing your numbers, and then they automatically compare to their numbers. Like, oh wait, my girlfriend got about 20 grand more than me. What the hell is she doing and I'm not doing? You could learn from me. However, if there's a man who's like, well, my girlfriend got 20,000 saved up, I got 5, like, she got more money than me. Ego starts to come in, and people say, well, why she got more? Like, it gets to a place where it shouldn't go, because people start to feel like, who's the alpha, who's the beta now? Some people switch into that mode. It's why people are like, well, an account balance kind of is an indicator of how responsible you are financially. Considering all your bills and stuff, your account balance gives an idea of how responsible you are financially. And a lot of people are very ashamed of their financial responsibility and their money management. They don't ask for help. I got people who really do live paycheck to paycheck, who could actually live better, but they don't know how to ask or go about or educate themselves around certain things.
But to be honest with you, those people, you shouldn't be invested in relationship-wise.
And I agree.
Because those people are... they are going to either hold you back, or y'all going to have a real big issue, because you're one place and they're one place. That's elementary to college graduate. It don't go together. So at the end of the day, you got to say, you know what? Although you're sexy, although the sex good, mm-hmm. I got to walk away, because we're not going to see eye to eye.
But how you know that? What if they're trying?
Huh? No, listen, if they're trying and they can graduate, if they're trying to graduate to where you're at, then cool. Oh, okay. But if you're one place and they're another place, you're not gonna be 35 trying. Listen, you 35 trying. Listen, famo, I'ma holler at you. Shorty, mm-hmm. you look good. The ass is fat. Gotta go though.
All right. Mm-hmm. How soon into a relationship do you think you should get a joint account? Not a marriage, a relationship. How soon before you?
As soon as you know it's serious. As soon as you know you're trying to. As soon as you know you're trying to start. As soon as you're trying to move in, either you're trying to move in, start a family. No. Before you move in.
I'm saying once you move in, y'all in the same household, y'all should have a joint account.
Once you know you're moving in together, or even speaking of such, you should know financially where each other is at. First of all, you should know within the first 3 months where the person is at credit wise.
Not 3 months is
three credit.
3 months. 3 months you can't.
Your credit?
I'm telling you, three months.
Bitches get pregnant in less than 3 months.
They behind that shit, son.
Y'all dudes is bugging.
They might pull out an EBT card
within the first thirty days. I need to see your credit. Within the first 30 days, punching your credit card.
That's too crazy. That sounds. But within the first 30 days, you need to see somebody credit. That means that you trying to wife them and build a family.
Everything is serious, nigga. I'm 33. Everything's serious. Everything I do, serious. I don't talk to nobody for no reason. Nobody.
That makes sense. Everything. What I'm serious. Saying is, you think you're going to know somebody in 30
no,
days?
No, but all I'm saying is that if I'm talking to you for 30 days, I'm obviously interested.
Okay.
Listen, before we go any further, listen, let me ask you a question, babe. Yo, where you at? Because we might have went raw within these 30 days. Especially if you got your own crib and I got my own crib. And this is involved, that motherfucking Henny. It might have had not been no fucking condom. If I could fuck you raw, I should know what your credit is. Your credit can't be that big of a conspiracy to not tell me. You know what I mean? Come on, my nigga.
But a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people are ashamed of their finances after a certain age, especially in New York. If you know, some people still live with their parents for certain reasons. Some people still got roommates for certain reasons. That's a hard conversation to have. A lot of people can't remove the pride in themselves to be like, hey, babe, we can't go out this weekend because I ain't got it right now. And it comes from... other people making you feel bad for not having a certain amount of money. You could be trying your best. You could have certain things happening, but the world is telling you, you got to make
$100,000. Right, right. Right.
Every day you sign into Instagram, you got to make $100,000. Every day you wake up, you got to have...
$100,000 ain't nothing, man.
And as I'm saying, $100,000 still is nothing. So it's like there's the social competition, and then there's a competition in community, and then it's like, I'm not... where the world says I should be. I'm not even where I want to be.
But I
need help, but can I trust you to help me without you judging me?
Right. But stuff like that, when you talk about how much you should make and dating wise and where you should go, that's why you should be with someone that's interested in you. Because when you're interested in me, it don't matter where we go, motherfucker. You want to be with me. It's about spending time with me. It don't matter where we motherfucking go. That's why I said everyone first date. Listen, if you 30 plus, take her to Starbucks. I promise you, she's never gonna call you again, and you're gonna save yourself time, bro. You're gonna save yourself time. Why invest $1,000 in the dating just for her to go bust a move on you, or for you to go bust a move? People are stupid. You know what I mean? You gotta slow grind it. Ain't no need to show like you got it. All the good stuff in a relationship especially joint accounts. All the good stuff, all the good dates, all the great things, the great sex, the great dates, the great vacations, that's for your wife. That's not what you give a random.
There you go.
That's not what you. No, I'm being honest. That's not what you give a random, dog. If you're giving random chicks all your greatness, what do you give the freaking special her? What do you give her? What do you give her? That's how people go broke. That's why people are broke. Because you giving all these randoms all this for Philippe Childs and you're bugging Starbucks.
A lot of people
meet me at Starbucks.
That comes from an ego, though.
A lot of people are broke because they hanging their fucking hat where they can't reach. And it's like,
that's a Guyanese saying.
Do not hang your hat where you can't pick it up back. It's like, if you know to yourself, you make $40,000 a year, live a $40,000 a year lifestyle. Don't live a $100,000 fucking lifestyle. Don't do it. And then now you 35, you fucked up credit, and I want to build with you, and you afraid to tell me a fucking credit score. You afraid to tell me yearly salary. Because now, you know why? Now you lied your whole fucking life. And I'm thinking you're making a certain amount of money, your finance a certain place, and now we got to sit and really crunch some numbers to move forward together so we can know if we can get this house or this whatever, whatever. And I'm so, okay, babe, let me see your numbers. Oh, and make $35,000. Nigga, what? I seen your closet.
That
you don't have a $35,000 fucking. You don't have a $35,000 closet.
That's 2012.
And then I start doing numbers. I'm starting to think, okay, well, if that's your salary, which means that you take your entire paycheck and buy a fucking outfit, I don't want to fuck with you.
This is also what I'm saying, to like feedback off of what you're describing. Mm-hmm. Most people wait until it's too late to find that out.
Very true.
Until they pregnant, until they moving in, or until something happens that it's like you're already invested. Now it don't matter if he make $12 an hour. It doesn't matter if he is wearing Salah clothes. It doesn't matter if he borrows Jelly. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You already got a baby shower planned out. It's over for you.
And you still struggling to pay for the fucking baby shower.
It's over for you.
You
spent $3,000 on the baby shower to get $500 worth of gifts. You played just
like some Instagram pics.
I'm gonna start with you on this one. Should the top earner in a relationship be the controller of the joint money? And also, should every purchase made out of the joint account, do you need to ask permission or just a notification? Like, yo, I spent, or yo, babe, can I buy this? I want you to start. I want you to start and end it. Don't let the girls go.
Gotcha. I would say no. The top earner is not the main controller of the account. That's the point of it being a joint account. You understand? Like, of course, you don't want nobody to be, I mean, this all come into character. This is somebody that you trusted, someone you trusted enough to start a joint account with. Mm-hmm. So if you trusted her enough, then you got to trust her decision making with the joint account, because you gave her that kind of freedom, that kind of access. You understand? That's what you did.
Mm-hmm.
You got to eat that. Whatever she decided to do, you got to eat that, because you trust her enough to give her a card that had access to yours and her money, however much she invested, however much you invested. And then for the actual second part, you said, do they got to ask permission?
Either, like, when you use the joint account, on both parties, should it be, like, asking, or just, like, I spent something, I'm just telling you, listen, I bought these
only if it's big. Only if it's big.
So he was buying
Jordan. Only if it's big.
That's all I keep thinking about. Yeah. The whole conversation is Martin.
Only if it's big.
Do you need to ask permission to use it?
Only if it's a major. If I didn't have it in my personal account and I use a joint account to go get a, you know, some work shoes or probably a pair of pants that I really needed.
You give her a heads up.
Why should I have to give you a heads
because
up?
Because it's money. Is your money y'all share together?
Nah, that's not. That's,
and you bought
that's,
work boots out the joint account.
Not,
she's like, yo,
if she
what you take six
she,
for? You been with a short stay,
if she
nigga.
Asks, if she
let her know.
Nah.
You gotta let her know.
If she asks, you could tell her. So then,
you're not gonna ask if she took like $50, $60 out of the joint account?
Nah, I'm not asking that.
Like, why you can't take $60 out your own account?
I'm not asking that. It's a joint account. That means both of you
I
have access.
I'm gonna
to
get
do
a notification. I wanna know why you grab it. Because you got your own account, right? Why you take it out of this account? Why?
What if
us in the household? Got you. Cool. But like, oh, I seen these shoes. I'm like, what are you doing?
I look at it a little bit different. A joint account mean that, you know, you could treat it however you. I trust you enough to have one with you. I'm not questioning every transaction, bro. That is so immature, bro. I'm not doing that.
Do you check your bank statement?
Of course I check my bank statement.
So if you check your bank statement, I mean, I understand that you trust her. But I think it's going to say courtesy.
It's going to say where you went. Now, if the place you went doesn't make... If it says Louis Vuitton, wigs for life, lust, then I have questions. You understand?
Because what was this ATM takeout?
But my thing is, you said you don't...
What was
this
ATM takeout?
ATM...
$400
You just
right
said you're not questioning $60 though.
$400 I might have to wink at a babe.
I seen this bag. But if I know you were what
if I it's, wanted. If it's places that actually make sense, you know what I mean? Pathmark.
You don't have to question it if you see it. But if you know that, like me personally, if I have a joint account, if I'm putting money in it, you putting money in it, anything with somebody else's money, I just feel it's common courtesy to let them know what I'm doing. That's just my personal opinion. Like, I'm gonna let
you got
like,
the notification.
Babe,
I'm gonna tell you
like,
what is
blah, blah. Yeah, that's it. Like, I don't think that it's a problem if somebody spends money and you know where it's going.
You ever had a joint account?
No.
Damn. You, Tanya?
Do I have a joint account?
Have you ever had a joint account? Do you still have it?
You and Cookie ain't got a joint account?
Not yet.
No, time out. Chill. Did you ever have a joint account?
Yes.
All right. And what happened with it?
When we broke up, we dissolved it.
He took all the money.
Was anyone mismanaging the joint account?
No. But the joint account had a reason. And just to answer last question, the two part, for me, like I said, from the start, the joint account has a purpose. It has a purpose for both of us together. It's going to be for, and I'm a big money management person, either it's incidentals, household, utilities, and mortgage. Everything gets funneled in through this, so we don't have to worry about that. Anything else than bags, shoes, Jordans, whatever else you want to get, you want to do some shit, you want to take a quick trip somewhere, use your own money for that. You can do what the fuck ever you want. But you're not going to take my mortgage money and go swipe that shit for DR. It's not going
to
happen.
Saylin said, all these questions, there's no need to have a joint account. I totally agree with that. Like, what the fuck are we doing?
I said that.
And I'm saying, the joint account has a purpose, and I want the joint account for the sake of just the responsibility for things we need to take care of, funnel through that joint account. So if you're going to swipe the card for the joint account for something that's useful, Pathmark, the bills, something,
Target,
$60 to pick up some real quick.
I just want to say this. It is a difference. When it's a joint account, it is a big difference the way it's looked upon when the male is putting in the most money or the female.
Stop jumping the ball.
I didn't know that was.
Let that wrap up. Okay, just give me a heads up. That's all.
Look, this is the last question on the joint accounts topic right here.
Congratulations to my man Leek Brown. Yeah.
I was gonna do that shout at the end. Now I'm not shouting you out. He fucked it up. I'm gonna do a heartfelt thing. You fucked me over, son.
Sorry.
Fuck his baby. Now the last subject on this topic though, do you feel that the top earner should put more in, or it should be a 50-50? Like if I know, if I'm putting in 500, I can't expect you to put 500 if you can't afford to put 500. So do you feel like it should be a 50-50 thing to like we all agreed of a certain amount of money, or the top earner should put more of his or her money? I'm gonna be sexist and that. And you could put what you go for it, whoever's the lesser earner. So should it be 50-50 or the top earner put more to build it up more?
Me first or Black first?
I went Black last time, so you can go.
Matter
of fact, no. Let Danny go.
I'm just letting them talk because they've been going in.
Yeah, I'm starting to move, man.
She's a single one.
I think 50-50.
Oh, she ain't got no... that's just...
Wow. She sipped and turned
I got you.
Her kids got a little car.
Her kids gotta save a nigga. Her kids gotta join the account.
She ain't even activated this shit.
Y'all not gonna keep coming at me. Go ahead. Do you think that the question? Do you think that the top earner should put more, or should still be equal? Go ahead.
I think it should be equal.
It should be equal.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how much you make. I think it should be equal because then there's no problems there. Like, regardless, like, I think it should be equal. Even if a person makes more money, like, it's still, y'all should agree on however much money y'all want to put in there and figure it out.
Okay. All right.
Nah, I'm going to shut my single ass up.
Such a single, never had a joint account ass.
All right. Just from the standpoint of financial responsibility for us together and us separate, I think it depends on the size of the salary for each person before we can decide if it's 50-50 or if it's percentage-wise. And I'm saying this, for example, if we both make 100 grand and your salary difference to mine is not too much, we can go 50-50. But if I make 100 grand and you make $20,000, I don't expect you to put as much money as I am for the sake of it's just gonna put a strain on you. I can't be the person in a relationship say I love you and whatever, but I'm straining you financially just so we can have a joint account and save a joint account. That's not gonna happen. That's where, you know, we gotta discuss salary and to come to a conclusion where, okay, based on how much we make, it makes sense to go even. Or based on how much we make, I'll put 60, you put 40, 70, 30, and then we work from there. That's how I feel about it. It depends.
70,
It depends.
I agree. It should be, you know, a joint account is a collaborative effort. So you got to put what you could afford to put in there. And if one could afford to put more, why put less? You understand? But I do think that.
Because you put the rest of the money in your account. Your personal account.
Nah. I mean, if you could afford to put more, put more. Like, it's a joint account. Depends on what the joint account is for. If it's just for us to have a joint account, I'm putting the same 150 that you're going to put in. But if it's for a goal and I could afford to put more, I'm going to put more. I want to reach that goal as soon as possible. But what I'm saying is that it is looked upon differently when the female put in more money to when the male put in more money. I have seen it worked out totally differently. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When the male put in more money, I seen females like use it and be like, what, babe? It's a joint account. It's our money.
Facts.
Fuck out of here.
But then when the female put in more money.
Oh, you broke ass nigga.
Yeah, you got it.
What do you mean you need to get them Jordans? Them niggas coming out again too soon.
You got to explain, break down. Your relationship could end off of a joint account. Off of one transaction, your relationship can end. And this is why a joint account is a very dangerous thing.
Seeing the family that
it is a very dangerous thing.
Your relationship ended off the account. Your relationship ended off of ego. Because if I love you like you said, I'm fucking you raw and I'm sleeping next to you every night and you could actually legit set me up to have me killed in my fucking bed because I trust you to sleep next to me. Why the hell? Am I still nitpicking over fucking
some of y'all chicks want to be. Some of y'all chicks want to be. Some of y'all chicks want to be Biggie Smalls instead of Faith Evans. Y'all want to be the alpha. Y'all want to be the end all be all. Let's be honest. And when y'all put in more money, y'all think y'all become that. Y'all think y'all are that. And when a dude goes swipe for whatever, he made a. You know, I know a dude who. Him and his girl had a joint account. He had the cash home. He didn't have it on him. So he swiped the joint account in the club because his man just came home.
What he doing in the club?
He doing in the club chilling. His man just came home wanted to show his man a good time. He swiped $500. Nothing major.
Mm-hmm.
$500. He had it home. He gonna put it back in the account. He's gonna put it back in the morning.
He put it back fast
his
enough.
Shorty went raised, almost broke up when almost relationship almost ended. So I'm like, yo, listen, man. If it's just crazy.
This is a good joint right here, man.
Basically, stop fucking on broke chicks. Stop fucking on broke chicks, homie.
It's been a good conversation, man. I fake missed everybody here, man. I missed all the people in the comments and shit. You know, but we gonna get to the next topic. We gonna talk about head fellatio.
Kind
of legal.
Cookie is looking at this.
Kids watching Brown Hollywood. You want bad kid
to know about this shit, right?
His kids be coming to me asking for a shirt. You should not know about Brown Hollywood.
You should be studying and shit. Getting your first day of school outfit ready and shit.
That's a fact. We're going to talk about ahead, though. Like,
Before you do, I mean, just to let y'all know, first day of school, I always come outside with a new outfit. Just to let y'all know.
He taking pictures.
Old school motherfuckers got this shit. But lies on you.
He got his new outfit from like Bobby's. Bobby's or Woolworth.
Bobby's. He said, Haitians say Bobby's.
I ain't gonna lie, this topic came up. I wanted to talk about head, because you talk about all types of sexual activities and everything. And the show Insecure definitely been giving me all types of ideas and stuff like that. And they was girls was having a nice debate talking about some girls like it, some don't. You know what I'm saying? But let's just talk about it, period. Do you like giving head? Like, do you enjoy it? Why or not? Or why not? Like,
you don't sip.
I'm so a black. He over there eating sushi.
Do you like your sushi raw?
Sushi different than soul food? Is sushi different from soul food? Like, you get healthy off of sushi and then not cholesterol.
It is a difference.
Do you admit black success for the people in the world? Even though, you know what I'm saying, good old taking man, do you enjoy giving head? I ain't talking about receiving. Everybody know they love receiving because everybody's selfish. Yeah. Everybody love laying on their back.
Some people don't.
Some people don't like head.
Dykes don't.
Nah, some people don't.
All right, but most people, 90% of people like receiving. Like, yes. Like laying on their back, getting it. Yes. Do you like the action and stuff? Do you like giving it? Do you enjoy it? Or do you just do it as a job or a chore? Black is on you.
Job
Let's go.
Or chore. I like I that. Am,
yeah, because some people do it as a chore. Some people just do it because they got it. I mean, I'm in right. Racial, so I'm a.
I'm a suck it in.
Relax.
You said the emotions.
Relax.
You was not doing that. Y'all saw what I did, right?
Okay. You gotta go through the motions. But do you enjoy giving it? Black says, "Let's go."
I enjoy pleasing.
Listen, first of all, I enjoy you're not my light skin. Boost your points right now. Let them know how much you like eating just, ass. That was the first thing I met eating ass. I ain't gonna lie.
He was telling us off camera.
2004, Black was eating ass in 2004. I'm a Spanish nigga.
I'm an old school ass eater. Old school. But
yeah, old school shit talker.
I enjoy pleasing my lady. That's it.
That's what you gonna leave it at?
I enjoy pleasing my lady. I mean,
why?
That's my job, bro. That's my job is to make her happy. You got to understand. Think about a lady's day, right? She got to wake up. She got to get to whatever transportation she got to get to, whether she's taking the train to motherfucking work. Then when she get to work, she working with all these men. Testosterone is at an all-time high. It's all kind of booties, lipsticks, perfume in the air, whatever. But boom. After that, she might go to after work, or might go to the mall. It's more men. Now, these motherfuckers don't got no job. They in the mall just showing off their muscles. They trying to get a girl however they can see fit. And then from there, she got to get back on the train to get back to you. That means she done passed 300 men a day. 300 men
I
that
did
probably,
the math. I broke it down
before. Time. 300 men that probably done whistled to her. Done told her what they would do to her sexually, fantasized about her, said whatever they said. My job is supposed to fulfill all those fantasies when she come home, so that whatever they said don't matter. It bounced right off her ear. Like, dude, I'm getting that already. I am getting that already. I am black success.
Go, Danny. Oh, wow.
Danny,
he was about to monologue.
I'll go real quick. I don't enjoy oral sex. I enjoy receiving. I'm a selfish ass nigga. I'll tell you the truth. I rather just lay on my back of your head. Then when you try to turn over, I'll click the lights off and then just try to sneak right in for some heads. But eating vagina is nasty. It's like,
oh, wow.
It is. It's mad.
You're definitely bugging out. Eating vagina is good for you.
No, it's
and what
good
you gotta
for
do
it's
is
good
eating,
protein.
You know why?
Eating booty. Time out. Segment. Eating booty gotta be random. Like, she can't know you're gonna do it, bro.
I'd rather eat
it
booty
has
than
to be random, bro.
Because eating
it
wrong.
Has to be.
Yes, because vagina,
it has to be.
Vagina
poom,
is
poom,
nasty.
Poom, cock, cock, cock. Poom, 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 cock, cock, cock. Hey. And then to the booty, she's confused. She thought you missed. You missed the motherfucking. You missed the coochie. No, 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 bitch. It's on purpose, bitch. I got you.
Stop putting the moves out. Stop putting the moves out.
All right, my bad. It's up to you.
I'm just saying, the ass is needed in the vagina. It's nasty. It's like mucus and shit, man.
So what?
Go ahead, Tony.
All our food got pesticides.
I do it as a chore, but I don't care. Enjoy it. I ain't gonna. It's some niggas that pull up on girls and just want to eat the pussy and go home. I've never done that in my life.
They're gay.
That's
never.
True. I suck some dick and just.
I mean, that's. I know you can tell. You like a dick sucker just go home. You like you got kicked out a few calls before. You.
Wow. Wow.
He's wild.
still my girl.
He wildin'. I ain't gonna handle you like that. He wildin'. I ain't gonna handle you like that, shorty.
I know you nasty. Nipples all hard. You ready to go? And shout out to Taya Nipples, y'all. Like, yo, everybody like this video for her nipples and share.
Taya said it's only 4 days left in the summer. She gonna wear all
hands. Exactly what she said.
Them shits is like fucking silver dollars over there, man. 50 cent over there in that motherfucker. But Dan, y'all, let's get to you. Do you enjoy giving head? Like, is it like a challenge or is it like something you like to do? Do you give head on males or females? That's for the crowd because they don't know.
Yo,
I'm serious because a lot of people came to the party. They was girls is on you. You like the best of both. Girls is on
girls
you.
Girls is on you too.
And yes. Niggas is on you.
It's that
you
fucking like short lit. Dude, girl. You gotta
like
get a
prince.
Wig.
You like the brown hoodie with a prince because like nobody knows like. What is she going to do? Is she going to go with a girl? Is she going
to
go with a
girl? Whatever you want to do. Show you how to move. It fit the
She's like the brown holy water prince right now. Because girls be on her. Niggas be wanting it. Like, this shit is wild, son. They all want you. What do you like to lick?
First of all, shut the fuck up.
You know you got kids. That could have been an accident. But what do you like to lick?
Could have been an accident. I don't like women.
You don't?
I'm not gay.
All the women, I'm sorry, y'all, because they was trying to eat your ass. You got your ass ate by some girl.
You not stop looking at me. I'm
all of English, yeah.
I do enjoy it. With the person that I'm dealing with, like I don't just. It ain't just like a. You got to earn it. And yeah, I do enjoy it. I love getting it.
But it's
an ego thing.
We
for me.
Talking about.
I'm sorry.
It's an ego thing.
You just
for
said
me.
You gotta earn it. Earn what? What do you gotta earn?
Head.
Is how it, you earn
it's
it?
Not for everybody. For me.
Isn't head a part of sex?
It is, but not necessarily. Like I don't have to give you head.
What you mean? You don't have to.
I don't have to. I've received head and haven't and didn't give it. Like everybody doesn't deserve head. Like,
did he slap you after? Or no,
he didn't. You gotta take that for what it is.
Nah, I'm raping you. I ain't gonna lie. Man. I ain't down for brown holy water rape, but you not walking up my house. I woke up the glazed face. Yeah, I'm ripping the counter. You
but like
to
you
walk
said,
up
some guys.
House.
Let's use a different word instead of rape, lie.
I'm gonna build Cosby.
But some guys.
I'm gonna build Cosby. You're not gonna leave my house.
Let's use a thesaurus. Use a different word.
If I put my tongue in you,
I'm forcing you.
But are you gonna let me?
I'm gonna guide you.
I'm gonna guide you to the end.
Directives. I'm gonna give you a directive.
I'll give you a direct order.
Yeah, there you go. You got
it, baby. Keep talking.
Sorry, go ahead.
Do you enjoy it?
Yes, I do enjoy
just
it.
Just say you like sucking dick or eating pussy, whatever you do. I don't know.
Do you like a certain skin tone? Like you like dark skin, like in your mouth? Or do you, like...
Don't
worry about me. No. I'm serious because I don't care. So we didn't.
yo, shut up.
I don't care. Like, do you...
I prefer light skin, but ooh, I'm just saying.
Black, you're dumb. Hold on, let me take
that's
to
crazy.
Take my hand to the back.
That's great. That's why you're single now. That's why you're single now.
No, it's nothing wrong with dark skin.
He just had a would have took you, boo. You could have been on the wire, boo, with Mac Wiles, boo.
Mac Wiles is not dark skin.
He's light skin.
Nah, I said you could have been on the wire.
But what I'm saying is. It's a ego thing for me. Like it's more of what I can accomplish. It's not like, oh my God, I just love giving head. It's more like, let me see.
So you said make it like a challenge. You make it like a challenge.
It is a challenge. Yeah.
The challenge for what though?
Yeah. For what?
Yeah. What you doing?
Getting the guy to act a certain way. It's fun. It's
does
like
he,
empowering.
Does he get to let go in your mouth or no?
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
I'm talking topics, nigga.
We really
have to.
First
niggas.
Of all, I got
stop.
People.
Wait. No, we gonna get to all this other shit.
Yes, your sister is here. Yes.
Yeah. Your sister was here.
How you doing, Candace?
Let's get to the originator. Talk about the dick sucking you do. Nah, let's go. Do you enjoy it?
I enjoy giving oral sex, period.
That's it?
What do you mean giving oral sex? You enjoy giving oral sex, period?
She likes sucking dick.
Are you just? She said oral sex. She didn't.
No,
say
no, no.
I ain't talking about
receiving. Everybody loves receiving.
No, you're not understanding what
she
I'm.
Caught
you
it.
Know what I'm
she
asking.
Caught it.
I caught
she
what
it.
She's
ooh,
saying.
Ooh, you gay? We got two gay girls on the show. That ain't even know.
No,
Black.
First of all, shut up.
Hit
Luck.
The rolling store with the rolio.
I'm the only one who caught it. I was like, wait, hold on. They over here like this.
Oh, shit.
But listen,
you had a girl give you conolingus?
Huh? I've done it to girls before.
Oh, let me see your tongue. Oh,
what? You got a little extra piece.
No.
You got extra piece. Jesus bless you. You got extra piece.
We bisexual? Yo, this is something new we learned.
Listen,
I'm putting that in the comments. Tanya bisexual.
Drink to that. Drink that.
First of all,
drink to that. Take a shot.
For clarity, I am not bisexual. I am completely straight. Women do nothing for me.
How you eat pussy and not be bisexual?
She had an experience.
But listen, niggas, no. For the record, first of all, for sexual, I am heterosexual. I am attracted to the opposite sex. All
right, real quick. I don't want to cut you off. Let me cut you off real quick. For the record, a man can never be for the experience. A nigga suck a dick is over. You gay, you suck a dick, you let a nigga suck your dick. All right, back to the Tanya.
That's but cool. I'm just saying, like...
That was a good...
But I'm just saying, like, I like to experiment sexually, and I've done it before, and girls like it. Me and my boyfriend or whatever.
So yeah, that's what I figured, that's where you was going.
It's not a big deal to me. I like doing it, period. I like watching girls freak out. I like watching guys freak out. It's just my thing. I'm just saying. I'm sorry.
So you enjoy it?
You said guys freak out?
If I'm giving a nigga head,
he's gonna go, yeah, if I'm giving
him the guy, girl, it's the same thing.
When you said it plural, it confused me. Sorry.
No plural.
Guys, what the fuck?
You had good life, man. What they fucking? People have good life.
I'm not gay. I'm just saying.
Listen, guys, I got a headache. Go back.
Everybody be coming at me. I'm just saying, like, female
girls, please don't see me nowhere.
Everybody coming at me.
Girls don't see me nowhere and try to holler at me. I'm not into, I'm not into girls, but I like having fun, so.
So it just be fun, it's just something you do. It's like my job, I just go to work to punch in, I hate the job. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Real quick, do you kiss your partner after oral sex?
All the time.
Better, right?
Kiss him, right?
All the time.
Danny, you laughing, you don't do it?
You have to, it says a lot about you if you don't.
I don't.
In the beginning,
how
I
you afraid of your I shit? How you afraid of your
shit? I don't
trust
my shit. I don't care.
So then you dirty. You dirty then, nigga. You must know. You must know something wrong. You see, it be dudes that be knowing something wrong. They know they funky or something going on down there.
You don't kiss your
partner. And then it's like, when she do it, they be so surprised.
Why? You think it's sucking dick by proxy?
I think I'm sucking dick by proxy, by third party. You suck my dick and you try to come up and kiss me, I'm gonna mush you.
But what about,
I might punch you in your mouth.
What about after you give her head? Do you try to kiss her?
Childish.
Huh?
What about after you give her head? Do you try to kiss her?
I don't try to kiss her. I don't do that. I just stick to my side. Like, you know.
You ain't gonna know how clean she is until you lick her ass and kiss her. If she let you kiss her, woo, she clean.
I think I'm a little afraid. Like, you know how girls be playing with their pussy and lick it? Imagine a bitch play with her ass and then lick it. That shit gonna turn me off.
They do that in porno all the time.
I don't like porno like that.
Ass, and then the bitch
suck my dick. They call that an ATM. They call that an ass.
Yeah, ass them out.
Good. I've never heard. Yeah, different.
Ass them out. But listen, ain't that different? Like a chick playing with pussy. Ah, lick it. Cool. Bitch, dig her ass.
No, if she dig her ass. If she dig her ass. No, if she dig her ass, I got a family emergency for sure.
What
are
y'all talking about, though? Pineapple, what are you doing?
That's how I be seeing porno.
Too nasty for me, girl.
If a dude be coming out the ass and a bitch will suck it, I be like, whoa, this is kind of...
No, I mean...
I got to go to the next video. I can't get up on that.
That shit bugged me out, though. Like, how you just... Like, you play with your pussy, that shit is sexy. That shit is bugged out. Sexy, play with your pussy, lick it. If you play with your ass and you lick it, I'm really trying to go. Like, I don't want to be here no more. How did you get here? Oh,
nobody wants to be here.
Oh, shit.
I want this.
Know the lyrics. First of all.
Deborah Cox, I know her.
First of all, your body has a lot of flavors. That's one flavor I would never like to taste voluntarily.
Your ass? Mm-hmm. If a nigga lick your ass, you ain't gonna kiss him?
I said voluntarily. If
a nigga lick my ass, I'm not kissing him.
You a liar.
No,
there's something wrong with your ass then. You must have
exactly.
wet farts.
No, I just don't.
You
wanna...
got wet farts.
No, but I don't want
no,
you
it's
just
okay
lick
to
lick
have wet
ass.
Farts,
like,
but you
no.
got wet farts. No. You got the silent shit. Your shit don't make noise.
Regardless,
now,
first
me,
of all,
if
like
you make these kind of farts,
before I have sex.
You're good. You're healthy. If you make this. Something's wrong, sister. Bye, Felicia.
Something's wrong, sister.
Bye, Felicia. Any girl that shit don't make noise. You don't eat that. That's dangerous, Monica. That's some dangerous
How
shit.
How is that dangerous? Because she don't want... First of all...
If her ass don't make noise, that's dangerous, my nigga.
Oh, no, I thought
why
you were
why your ass
kissing
not tight?
Her after...
Nah, why your ass not tight, ma? I got mad questions. Yo. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here, ma.
Yo... We gonna stay on this topic, but today we opening up the phone lines, y'all. I put the number in the comments, y'all. Y'all see the number right there. call up. I want to hear some opinion. I mean, some opinions and what you got to say about this next topic right now. It's another like subtopic off of this show, Insecure or whatever. If you haven't seen the last episode, Shorty was giving a nigga head. She controlling a nigga dick. The nigga like, yo, I'm about to come. The nigga's blasted in her eye. She got tight at him.
I don't mind.
We gonna get to that. I know you don't mind. We know you don't care. But we gonna get to that. The question is, ladies, would you feel offended if a man didn't tell you when he was coming and ejaculated in your mouth or face?
Because yep. I'm never telling.
Yep.
Do you tell?
I'm never
a woman
telling.
When you
I'm never about to come. Ever
so,
telling.
This is the question for everybody in the comments. And if y'all want to call up right now. The line, I mean, the numbers in the comments. Please call 516-900-2278. Call up. We gonna talk. I want to hear what y'all got to say. Me personally, real niggas ask for forgiveness, not permission. We will never tell.
Yeah, that was the best quote ever.
Philosophy.
Also, we don't
philosophy,
answer.
Philosophy. Not never tell. You a grown up. You sucking his dick. You know what comes out of there. You getting crazy.
Y'all, that's
listen
the
to me. But after a while, when you got my dick.
Wait. Don't cut me off now.
Here we go.
Cut me off.
Bad times. Now is don't cut
don't
me
get,
off.
Listen, don't get kicked
nigga
out
been
the show,
cutting
man.
Me off since day one.
Yeah. Go ahead, say go.
But this is what I'm saying. Real niggas ask for forgiveness, not permission. You ain't got to ask permission to come. I'm coming on somebody's face. I'm coming
you
in your mouth. Everything.
Let's get it.
Oh, yeah, let's get the first call.
Who is? Who is? State your name, gangsta.
Let's get to the first caller, man. Who is this on the line?
Yo, this is Mel out of Brownsville.
Who that?
Mel out of Brownsville.
Mel,
what's
Mel.
Up?
Shout out
Mel.
To Brooklyn.
All right, this is a dude. Do you tell the chick when you about to come? Or
like,
you just
no,
let
man,
it be?
Like, what is this? Is this like a basketball game? Is it like commentary or some shit with this? Like, no. Should be a surprise. I mean, it's...
Like, he threw me off just now. Is this a basketball game?
No, no, like she's up and down the shaft. She passes the ball.
No, I think you should give common courtesy. I really believe you should give common courtesy and love.
I don't. So you
Mel
definitely
from Bronzeville, listen to me. You are on the right
Mel,
path.
Yo, Mel, real quick. You don't even like, yo, I'm about to come. You don't say nothing. You just let it go.
Nah, man, we just gotta let it go.
Damn!
That's I don't listen,
my son. I said
bro,
that.
Bro, you on the right way, brother. Boris, let's get it.
Respect you, bro.
And you know, he's right. Why am I telling you? But I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying myself. Now you want me to interrupt my enjoying to tell you something?
But
listen,
some guys just say it. All right,
but hold on.
It.
The question is, will you feel offended? First time you suck a nigga off, right? This is the first time you suck a nigga, you getting crazy. He'll say, call in. And he just splash in your mouth, your face, whatever. Do you feel offended? Like,
yes.
Are you going to get up and be upset?
Yes.
Why? You suck a dick, you know what's going to happen.
But my thing is, let me know. Like, how you know? How do you know I want
because
come
you
in my
down
mouth?
There, you
so
signed
what
up.
Does that mean?
Focus over
once
here.
You down there, you signed up to get came in.
Focus on a dark skin person.
Your face or mouth.
Focus on a dark skin person.
Let's go, nasty girl.
If I'm giving you head, I like feeling you out. Like, you can come wherever you want to come. I like knowing that I'm about to make you come.
And if you
know how to give good head, you know when he's about to come.
Exactly.
So it's not really
that's
a surprise
what I
anyway.
That's what
his body changes. Like, you just know. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to suck the
so
shit
you
out
don't
of this.
Understand.
And
so
I
you...
don't stop sucking after you nut, motherfucker.
Ooh.
You.
I'm
Tanya's trying to get her inbox full. Cookie, call me.
Cookie,
you can right
call
now. 516-900-2278. We got to talk, Cookie.
I do agree with that, though. After a while, you know when somebody's about to come. So you know.
But I didn't say after a while. So the first time
I know. First time.
But first of all, if I'm going to suck your dick, like, it's fair game for whatever you want to do with it.
That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't just suck anybody's dick. There's not a sucky dick now.
I tell you who the devil is, fella. Focus on me, fellas. The devil is the girl that keep going. Why would she keep going? I stopped. I'm done. My soul have left my body. You want to keep going. Now you want to suck the corpse? That's some...
Facts.
Yo, you the devil. You the
why
devil,
she gotta
bitch.
Be the devil though?
That's the devil.
Like, I'm gonna show you who the fuck to respect.
That's not an angel. I died already. I died.
But maybe she wants you to die. Like...
I'm dead after I die. I'm dead.
You gotta keep going.
Ain't no man got
listen,
no power after
me
you.
Me personally, y'all can say whatever y'all want to say. I feel like there's levels to giving head. I'm sorry.
What's levels?
I feel like there's
you about to get the first time you willing to get whatever I'm giving you.
All right, but I feel like there's levels. Just, like all right, but my thing is, the first time I give you head, you're not going to get everything that I can give you. But that's just me. I'm not throwing everything on the table.
Right now, 516-900.
If I eat your pussy, right?
2278.
And you say, oh, I'm about to come. And I back up like this. Oh, I did. This thing is childish.
Facts.
What are you doing? I'm back up like this. Oh, Garrett, come on. No, nigga, I'm going
to
take
it. They try to jerk it on you. They try to have me scratch on you.
But you don't even like giving head, so what does it matter? You don't even like giving head.
I do it as a chore, though.
So if you do it as a chore,
I know I need to go outside after that. It's like a chore.
Somebody else is on the line. Let's get it.
Y'all, let's talk. Let's hear it.
Who this? Who this?
Who this? Who this?
Hi, this is Anella and Samantha. Say hi, Samantha.
Oh, two for one.
Hi, Samantha.
And Anella.
All right, how would you feel if a nigga, you suck a nigga dick for the first time and he come in your mouth or your face?
I mean, it's a part of sex. If you're not prepared for that, you shouldn't be doing it in the first place.
Hello!
Come on. Listen.
Samantha
and Anella, wait up. How much will y'all weigh? How much do y'all weigh? Y'all sound like big girls. Because big girls don't care.
With a
fat
ass.
Huh?
Oh!
What you said?
You want what?
She got a super fat ass too, though.
Oh, post a picture in the comments. You're lying to me. Y'all both fat and chubby. Y'all lying to me. And girls don't care.
Fellas,
and we love whatever you want with them.
I don't care. I'm sticking to what I said.
BBWs don't care. BBWs are what everything.
Yo, thank you. Thank you, Samantha.
Let me know.
Thank you. Enjoy.
We put anything up for y'all.
Everybody is calling, but fellas, listen, BBWs don't care where you not. They don't care. You don't got to warn them.
BBW
nothing.
Porn is the best.
You know what I mean?
You can do whatever you want.
It's the other girls that be getting cocky and shit, acting like they all bougie and shit. Shorty, take this nut and shut the fuck up. You heard?
Black I don't success. Know. Like, I think high school was the last time I told a girl, like, yo, I'm about to come. Like, I don't need to tell you. You sucking, you going crazy. Why do I need to tell you?
You're doing grown adult things.
If you're going past, let me see. If you suck my dick past 10 minutes, you know I'm about to come soon. If it's like 2 minutes, niggas shouldn't be coming up to me.
No, but there's certain ways that guys come. You can't say that because some guys come. It takes a while for them to come, and then sometimes they come in like 30 seconds. It depends, but
those are niggas that don't deserve to come.
No, but you could kind of feel out when a guy's about to come. They start doing certain things.
You had variations.
I love how you be trying to stop. It's like sex too. Like some guys come in 30 seconds, some guys come in 30
If a guy
hours.
Come fast during sex, that means you have good pussy. That's all
not necessarily. He could be backed up.
This not necessarily.
But
no niggas supposed to come fast
excuses. I'm giving them excuses. Chill out.
No, you make them come fast.
No, listen. If they have on a condom, I don't know what's going on.
There's a condom. No niggas supposed to come fast.
Fellas, pop your own condom for you so you go wrong.
What?
Yeah, I'm telling
what?
You. Pop your own condom. Don't worry about it.
I hate you.
But
no,
the thing of the matter was, right, this one made me ask about this question because she was dead tight. Like, what are you doing? He like, bitch, you suck my dick. Like, you had the control. You could aim it if you didn't want it to go in your
516-900-2278.
516-900-2278. You didn't want it in your mouth or what's it? First of all, you should be swallowing anyway. After a certain age,
spinners
or
quitters.
Well, don't say after a certain age because I just don't feel like everybody deserves everything. Like,
you
I'm not
sucking
swallowing
my, if you suck my dick, you deserve to swallow it.
No.
Spinners. Why you suck my dick, you ain't gonna swallow it.
All right, how do you feel? How do you feel when a girl sucks your dick and she swallows?
I feel good.
Is it different? All right, it's no different than when she. All right, so what does it?
It's a different when she go to bed and spit it out like I got cooties or something.
Like I got cooties.
Like, bitch, you already sucked my dick, you put my cum in your mouth, you might as well swallow the shit.
You already swallowed ass titty.
You already got it.
You got it in your mouth and the corner of your cheeks.
You know, child is going to the bathroom.
It's
overhead. Throwing
it's
up.
Overhead. Like, your back wins.
You look wild dumb. Unless you make me, like, you move to the side and come. But then that's when you
call up,
side.
call up right now.
If you eat her pussy,
516-900-2278.
She said she's about to come move back and just start playing with her pussy like that. Like, fuck out of here, bitch. You get the same treatment.
They do it in porn.
Huh?
They do it in porn.
You know, no. I'm gonna tell you what the worst shit is.
They do.
The worst shit is to get head and then ask you to put on a condom, bitch. Bitch, listen, I'm going raw. After you suck my dick, I'm going raw. Don't get it.
Jerry trying to die.
No. You already done sucked the STD.
Life is short. You don't know how you're going out.
I think it's a life is short.
You don't know how you're going out.
You already sucked the
STD. Let go and let God. That's what you're going to do?
It's the options, man.
Please don't listen to Jerry.
That's the options.
You already done sucked the STD. It's a fact, though.
Facts. If you did suck the dick without a condom, you got to fuck without a condom.
It's an even trade. You see, Danny's a different one. Danny's the type of girl to let you brush her hair, let you brush her hair, and then put on a do-rag. Don't make no sense. Don't make no sense, Danny. What are you doing?
You mad because you don't have a hairline? Is that what it is?
I never had a hairline, boo-boo.
I'm just asking. You always coming for my
I never had one, baby girl.
All the time. Don't be jealous. Black.
It's just real shit, though. As an adult,
you mad because I got a hairline. Adult. He mad because my waves is better than his. Like, I need to get it together.
Your waves is not better than mine.
First of all, my waves are better than yours.
Go on my page, cancel 15. My waves is crazy.
It's all right.
When I really brush my hair, shit over. You just started brushing your hair. Son.
That's a fact.
You just brushed your hair.
Cause you got a bad perm from your grandmother.
Yo, nah, you funny than I thought, son. You're a funny motherfucker, boy.
In the name,
you got a bad perm from your grandmother.
Boom!
That was all right.
Boom!
That was all right. It was like, wasn't all right, but
funny.
It was like.
Nah, he funny.
Yo, the point of the matter is, though, at the end of the day, like, once you a female, I think, if once you really suck the dick and you going for a certain amount of time. You gotta be willing to take whatever comes.
Yeah.
You can't act like a nigga is wrong for coming in your mouth or your face.
Yeah, yeah.
And some girls that say like it's disrespectful, they feel you came on their face or whatever. But I don't think it's disrespectful.
Some girls don't like you that. Some girls may feel like it's too freaky. Like some girls he already may came not
with
like
kids. He already came with kids.
Listen.
He came with baggage. He came with no job. Now you're gonna tell him not to nut in your mouth.
Let me just paint the canvas.
Listen to me. I think a lot of people have these so many rules to sex is because, especially for women, like sex was always painted as a taboo. We were taught from young to be ashamed of sex. So a lot of times when you start thinking you gotta accept certain things, like, oh, that's disrespectful, I shouldn't have done it. Bitch, let him come in your mouth and put it all over your face and be a big girl.
It all depends on how you are sexually. Because
call
me
up,
personally,
y'all. We about to end this show. Y'all better call up now.
We're looking for one more caller. 516-900-2278.
You always cutting me off.
516-900-2278.
Because you ain't tough.
I'm very tough.
But go ahead, go. We telling everybody call up. Last caller, we gonna be out of here in a minute, man. But yeah, go finish your thoughts.
Shout out to my man Tyreek for motherfucking power.
You see right, how
you put
go?
That dub in Brooklyn.
A lot of people didn't watch the show like me.
Put that dub in, nigga. Put that dub in, nigga. Tyreek is from Staten Island, but he moved to Coney Island. So I mean, take it how you want it. You know what I mean? Take it how you want it, G.
Coney Island.
Yeah, he moved to Coney Island. He wasn't in Red Hook. He was not. He was not there.
Danny, because you're the only person against it. You the only person that feel like.
Don't shush me.
I'm shushing you.
Don't shush me.
Because you the only person that feel like you could suck a dick, but it's levels of sucking a dick.
I do.
There we go. We got another caller. Bring him in.
Let me get the last call.
Hello. Who this? Brown Holy Water. Who this?
Yo, what up, boy? It's Hooper Wright. It's Steve.
Steve?
All right, Steve, what's
going on? Bro, what's up? Do you let the ladies know when you about to come, or is it a surprise party?
Oh, it's a surprise party. It's like, you ain't want Steve coming. Matter of fact, I'm gonna be as still as possible so you don't even see it coming. It's gonna be surprise.
There's no way you coming and you don't even tense up. You just mad calm, like fuck out of here. Like no way.
I'm a pro at this, man.
Steve,
shout out to Steve for the surprise parties, man. We all down for the happy surprise, man.
But you gotta need some grown man teeth, Steve.
I got the dinosaur teeth like you, my nigga.
Put in the comments and get teeth, my G.
How we doing this Haitian or Haitian crime, mother? You can't do that.
Oh, shit.
Hang on,
Why you still on the phone, Steve?
Who?
Rabbit?
What'd you say?
It comes with the teeth. I'm talking to Shorty. She got to grow up. It comes with the territory. You
first
feel
of
me?
All,
yeah,
I know
you're
a girl.
Girl.
I'm very grown. Let's
hey, yo,
be clear.
You taking on
because
a date?
I have levels don't mean that I'm not a pro at what I do. Let's be
childish.
Clear.
You childish.
You said you childish, Danny.
I don't care. Childish. He can say whatever he wants to.
Steve, take her on a date. She started liking guys like 2 weeks ago.
It don't matter.
She started liking guys 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
What you said? What you say, boy?
She like guys now. Take her on a date.
When did I like girls?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, right. She over 200 pounds?
No, she's not. No, Steve like that, yeah, bitch. I forgot.
Yeah, Steve like bitch.
Keisha was a BBW. You wait for
no,
it.
Shut
Steve, listen. When you go to the stores, you got to know all the extra larges and 2Xs is in the back. You got to let them know that that's what you want. You got to go to the back to get your size. You know what I mean? All
right, Steve, yo, thanks for calling up. We appreciate you, bro. Keep the fat bitches alive.
Fucking dickhead, son.
Nah, he really loved, like, I know that every nigga really loved fat bitches all day, son. But, this is towards the end of the show, man. This is a dope show. The first time taking calls, I like this shit, man. We gonna be more interactive with the fans because we got tired of just typing in y'all bitch ass niggas. We gonna let y'all talk and then we could come at y'all too. Just like Steve,
yeah, we
with
can
his
tell
little
y'all.
Dolphin teeth. You know what I'm saying? But we gonna do our shout outs and we gonna end this show off right.
Real nigga, yo.
Bad girl, you got any small businesses? Give
I
a small
do.
Business for that weave. Let them know where
I
it came
do.
From.
First of all, this
shout
is
out to the flea market.
First of all, it's my new wig. I told y'all I was about to debut tonight. My curls drop, but I made this myself and I dyed it myself. But a small business I have to shout out my cookie. You guys know that every weekend he does power washes for Vico's inside outside detailing. He's really good at what he's doing right now. I'm so proud of him. Like he has a lot of traffic coming through. A lot of people go over there and they get their bring their shit back from where the hell it was lost.
Big up the cookie. Big up. You took
But his name is Nico. The number is 347-731-8860.
Yeah, you know how many girls
want
to take that number now?
I don't give a fuck. We answering that shit. And if anybody talk to them, and I'm gonna say one more time, if y'all talk to him, y'all talking to us. Y'all heard about the I'm just saying.
Tanya
y'all heard about
pussy
the comment
too.
Earlier.
Tanya
so
eat pussy too.
Don't
she
do
don't
it
care.
To yourself. How you mess
don't
my
hit,
how
don't
you
hit
mess,
her man if you ain't trying to eat her pussy
cut
too.
Shut up.
Yo, don't hit her man. You ain't trying to eat her pussy too. That's what she said.
Wow,
straight
wow,
like
wow,
that.
Wow, wow.
Let's go. Danny,
I'm just
what's
saying,
up?
Don't do it to yourself because you're setting yourself up.
Danny,
but
what's up?
Shout out to everybody in the comments. Shout out to everybody who joined. I seen a couple of new people on my side join. Thank you so much for the support.
Your side joint?
On my side.
Oh, I thought you said you got a side joint. You even have a main joint. How do you get to the side?
She said,
how you get to the side? Then you even get a main.
Okay, I'm good over here.
No, we gotta stop attacking Danny's side. We gotta stop.
Until she get a man, we don't let her have it. We gotta show proof that she like men. But go ahead.
Whatever. Shout out to my waves. Shout out to. I'm just saying. And that's basically it. Shout out to Uncle Murder and Mano for.
Shout out to the Mano
so
event.
You
didn't invite us to Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah, we saw that on.
It
on
was
Facebook.
A surprise birthday
that's
party.
So
right.
You
could have
said
like,
a surprise text.
Someone
we
else
didn't
invited
even
me.
Know
Brown
someone
Holy
else
Water's
invited
family,
me.
But
bro,
what I'm saying
gotta
is,
that,
I
man.
Was invited.
And you got to pull up too. Brown Holy Water's family.
Yeah, so shout out to everybody. That's basically it.
All right. Again, shout out to everybody that supported us, the Brown Holy Water movement, the day party.
Yeah.
The hats and shirts is definitely coming in. We got sweatshirts coming soon, too. We're going to be pushing and doing, and we got another event coming soon. Also, since Black fucked it up, shout out to my brother Freak, man. He just became a daddy.
Congrats,
Freak.
Freak the Leak.
Freak the
Leak,
the executive
you, boy.
Producer of Brown Holy Water. He's the real producer, all types of shit, man. I love that nigga to death. He became a daddy. He got a baby girl now.
Jesus.
I
got
show him how to change Pampers and shit because he been off. He don't know how to do nothing.
You know how to change Pampers?
I got two kids.
You got two
man.
Kids.
I'm a good dad. I know how to do everything.
Shout
but,
out to you.
Shout out to Leak again too.
Congratulations,
I love you.
Man.
And that's pretty much it, yo. Like, share, comment, man. We here. I love y'all all. I appreciate the support. Everything, man. Later, man. Black, take us out.
Yo, y'all already know what it is. Your boy Black Success.
Oh, I'm sorry, real quick, bro. I'm sorry to cut you off, man. Shout out to my man Z. Rest in peace. They had they was giving book bags away today in the park, Trickly Skills, everything for my boy. He normally do it, but and plus we gonna do something also for the kids and stuff. We gonna give a gift bag. We represent the community. We down for everything too, man. Shout out, rest in peace, Z, my nigga. All right.
Yeah.
Black, take us out.
Shout out to my man.
Shout out to Corey Simmons, my
Dwayne,
Uber driver.
First class photo booth. They hold us down every event. They bring the photo booth out. They hold us down and shit. Shit is dope. Shout out to them. Shout out to Coney Island. Y'all already know what it is. 2940 with 2 9s on me. You know what I mean? Hope you don't get in the crossfire of that. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Fuck with your boy, man. I'm Black Success. Like, my nigga, I'm only charging $20 a picture. Like, you feel me? Everybody else will charge you a little bit more. You understand? So, all I'm saying is get next to me, pay a little 20, and you can grow. You get your likes up. You know what I mean? I fucked with y'all for fucking with me. Thank you. Thank you.
Let me take y'all out.
Every motherfucking Sunday, 7 p.m. We back. We here. We doing Shout things. We got big boy, things coming up.
Hey.
We got big things coming up. Boris, take us the fuck out. Put the little theme song on. If I could do my little mini rock on any block and all that shit, you heard? Boris, we out of here.
Yeah. It's about that time. Hope you tuned in as we go live. Got bad gal, Tanya, Georgie, and Skyline Black. Hold it down for the guys. Talking some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these lessons or facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, dead caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, and follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water.